Oral comprehension. Listening 1. You will hear listening 1 three times. Listen carefully and take the correct answer. Now look at the questions part. You have 45 seconds. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Recommendations for a better concentration. Hi everyone and welcome to a new podcast of your radio program, Kids World. Today we are going to talk to Mrs. Suzanne Sellers. She's a teacher and she's going to give us some recommendations for improving our concentration. Hello Mrs. Sellers, thanks for coming.
Hello, thanks for inviting me.
Mrs. Sellers, could you tell us some good tips for studying or preparing activities?
Yes, of course. From my point of view, there are three important recommendations to take into consideration. Number one, this tip is very important and it is about making a timetable. This timetable has to include time to study and time to rest, but also, very important, time for having a snack.
How long should the break be?
15 minutes is enough, and as a snack, always have a healthy one, a banana or an apple, for example.
Good. What about recommendation number two?
The night before a test or an oral presentation, go to bed early. It is very important to sleep well, at least 8 or 9 hours every day.
Wow, 8, 9 hours every day. This is a good number. And tip number three?
For the third recommendation, it is very important to go to a quiet place. A mobile phone can be a distraction if you use it to play games or chat with your friends. So just leave it outside the room when you prepare an activity or you study for a test.
Thanks, Mrs. Sellers. The tips are very interesting and useful.
You are welcome. Now listen again.
Recommendations for a better concentration. Hi everyone and welcome to a new podcast of your radio program, Kids World. Today we are going to talk to Mrs. Suzanne Sellers. She's a teacher and she's going to give us some recommendations for improving our concentration. Hello Mrs. Sellers, thanks for coming.
Hello, thanks for inviting me.
Mrs. Sellers, could you tell us some good tips for studying or preparing activities?
Yes, of course. From my point of view, there are three important recommendations to take into consideration. Number one, this tip is very important and it is about making a timetable. This timetable has to include time to study and time to rest, but also, very important, time for having a snack.
How long should the break be?
15 minutes is enough, and as a snack, always have a healthy one. A banana or an apple, for example.
Good. What about recommendation number two?
The night before a test or an oral presentation, go to bed early. It is very important to sleep well, at least 8 or 9 hours every day.
Wow, 8, 9 hours every day. This is a good number. And tip number three?
For the third recommendation, it is very important to go to a quiet place. A mobile phone can be a distraction if you use it to play games or chat with your friends. So just leave it outside the room when you prepare an activity or you study for a test.
Thanks, Mrs. Sellers. The tips are very interesting and useful.
You are welcome. Now listen again.
Recommendations for a better concentration. Hi everyone and welcome to a new podcast of your radio program, Kids World. Today, we are going to talk to Mrs. Suzanne Sellers. She's a teacher and she's going to give us some recommendations for improving our concentration. Hello, Mrs. Sellers. Thanks for coming.
Hello. Thanks for inviting me.
Mrs. Sellers, could you tell us some good tips for studying or preparing activities?
Yes, of course. From my point of view, there are three important recommendations to take into consideration. Number one, this tip is very important and it is about making a timetable. This timetable has to include time to study and time to rest, but also, very important, time for having a snack.
How long should the break be?
15 minutes is enough. And as a snack, always have a healthy one. A banana or an apple, for example.
Good. What about recommendation number two?
The night before a test or an oral presentation, go to bed early. It is very important to sleep well, at least 8 or 9 hours every day.
Wow, 8, 9 hours every day. This is a good number. And tip number three?
For the third recommendation, it is very important to go to a quiet place. A mobile phone can be a distraction if you use it to play games or chat with your friends. So just leave it outside the room when you prepare an activity or you study for a test.
Thanks, Mrs. Sellers. The tips are very interesting and useful.
You are welcome. Oral comprehension. Listening to. You will hear listening to three times. Listen carefully and take the correct answer. Now look at the questions part. You have 45 seconds. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
A tourist asking for information.
Excuse me, can you help me?
Yes, of course.
I'm looking for the library, the oldest building in town. My phone ran out of battery and I cannot use it. Can you help me, please?
Yes, of course. Let's use my mobile phone. Library search. Here it is. We are here right now.
All right.
The building is about 1.5 kilometers away.
Is it far from here?
Not really. It's about 25 minutes on foot, but if you prefer, you can take bus number 60.
I prefer to walk. How can I get there?
First, you have to go along Wellington Avenue, which is really long, and then turn right on Circus Street. The building is at the end of the street.
Oh yes, I can see it. Great.
You know, just behind the building, there's an interesting art museum. I went there last week to see an exhibition and I really loved it. I recommend it to you if you have time.
What is the exhibition about?
It is about photography of African sceneries.
Really? What time does it open?
Let me check. From 9:45 to 15:30, from Monday to Sunday.
Interesting. I may go because I have plenty of time. Thank you so much for your help.
You are welcome.
Now listen again.
A tourist asking for information.
Excuse me, can you help me?
Yes, of course.
I'm looking for the library, the oldest building in town. My phone ran out of battery and I cannot use it. Can you help me, please?
Yes, of course. Let's use my mobile phone. Library search. Here it is. We are here right now.
All right.
The building is about 1.5 kilometers away.
Is it far from here?
Not really. It's about 25 minutes on foot, but if you prefer, you can take bus number 60.
I prefer to walk. How can I get there?
First, you have to go along Wellington Avenue, which is really long, and then turn right on Circus Street. The building is at the end of the street.
Oh yes, I can see it. Great.
You know, just behind the building, there's an interesting art museum. I went there last week to see an exhibition, and I really loved it. I recommend it to you if you have time.
What is the exhibition about?
It is about photography of African sceneries.
Really? What time does it open?
Let me check. From 9:45 to 15:30, from Monday to Sunday.
Interesting. I may go because I have plenty of time. Thank you so much for your help.
You are welcome.
Now listen again.
A tourist asking for information.
Excuse me, can you help me?
Yes, of course.
I'm looking for the library, the oldest building in town. My phone ran out of battery and I cannot use it. Can you help me, please?
Yes, of course. Let's use my mobile phone. Library search. Here it is. We are here right now.
All right.
The building is about 1.5 kilometers away.
Is it far from here?
Not really. It's about 25 minutes on foot, but if you prefer, you can take bus number 60.
I prefer to walk. How can I get there?
First, you have to go along Wellington Avenue, which is really long, and then turn right on Circus Street. The building is at the end of the street.
Oh yes, I can see it. Great.
You know, just behind the building, there's an interesting art museum. I went there last week to see an exhibition, and I really loved it. I recommend it to you if you have time.
What is the exhibition about?
It is about photography of African sceneries.
Really? What time does it open?
Let me check. From 9:45 to 15:30, from Monday to Sunday.
Interesting. I may go because I have plenty of time. Thank you so much for your help.
You are welcome.
That's the end of the oral test.